forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat
and Pat.
Hey,
it's Kat
and Pat,
and welcome to Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
Any questions so far? We'll stop, we'll pause after this.
God.
You have to save for the end.
We're living in a post-exhaustion society. I'm so past exhausted right now that I can't even believe I'm here.
I have a small cold for sure.
No, I know, and like I feel one coming on, and I have to sing tomorrow, and I'm upset.
So, you know, you are with sickness how I am with hours of sleep, where I at all times, mm-hmm. I think about how many hours of sleep I got last night. Mm-hmm. 98% of my day.
But why?
I think it's because I used to get, like, I'd have, like, three nights with no, where I wouldn't sleep, and then, like, I'd be like, okay, now I'm going to get 4 hours tonight, and, like, what would that make me feel? I would just obsess over then, like, when I was getting sleep and how much, and now, literally, like, every morning I wake up, I have a full spiral meltdown of like if I should sleep more, if that was enough sleep, or but I don't want to sleep late.
Speaking of sleep, off I go. That's boring as
shut
fuck.
Shut the fuck up, guys.
Yawn.
As we said before,
try yawning.
Did you know that yawning doesn't mean you're tired? That's it.
Okay, stop.
We're excited, Malcolm Gladwell. Malcolm Gladwell.
Bibliography, my slit.
I'm getting a tattoo that says "We're excited, Malcolm Gladwell." I can always going off with Malcolm G. quotes.
We should get tattoos together.
I've been absolutely exploring that possibility lately.
Where should we put them?
I need to get it in a place where it's not a problem area for me.
Rules a lot of facially. You love yourself.
I know. Maybe I should. Oh, speaking of face tattoos.
Thank you.
So I had this experience where I got absolutely addicted to this new song. All I knew, it's not even new anymore. It's probably like 8 to 10 years old.
Let me guess. Is it Post?
So let me just tell my story if you don't mind, because I would never do that to you.
Sure.
I would never do that to you.
Okay.
Gun to my head, I would say, take my life. I'm not going to do that to Catherine. Tell me. My one life to live is that I only have, no, my one regret is that I have but one life to lose for Catherine's story. And that's actually a revolutionary. No, it's a Revolutionary War quote. Now we're going to go off on a small tangent. It's a Revolutionary War quote from someone whose name maybe was Nathan Hale, and he was getting hanged. Nathan Hale was getting hanged. And he said,
could someone fact check this?
No, don't fact check this. If anyone fact checks this, that's homophobic. Because if I was straight, you would be like, wow, this is an amazing fact I'm learning. And just because I'm gay, you think I don't know history. Just because I'm gay, you think I don't know history except Stonewall. And the truth is, I don't even really know Stonewall, but I do know what I'm saying. Ish. This might actually be true. Do not.
People expect me to respond to an email in a day. It's like, I need a week or a month.
I know.
Sorry, my phone's a flashing.
I know. I just got alarming.
When the
text.
Phone's a flashing, the cat goes crashing downtown.
Merch. What's the German word for merch?
Okay. What's the German word for merch?
This is such an important history lesson. Now,
Nathan
Hale was getting hanged. This was maybe in Revolutionary War times. And remember, if you're at home listening, I need you to be an ally right now and not fact check this. Because if I was straight, you might not. So, Nathan Hale is getting hanged for being involved in the revolution or something. And this drama-ass queen. No. I'm saying he was a queen because he was drama. He was like...
Was he making it fashion?
He was getting hanged, but make it fashion.
Stop.
And he goes, he has noose around neck. It's that kind of look. LEWK, bitch. Has a noose around his neck. He goes, this bitch pops off and goes, my one regret is that I have but one life to lose for my country.
Oh.
Do you die?
No, I get it.
And that's why I was saying I would die before I did that to you. And I was saying my one regret. And that was an homage to
that you have only one life to lose when it comes to interrupting my story.
He's like, guess what? If I had to die for this again, I would, hunty queen.
No, I understood the quote. I was wondering if you used it correctly.
What was that kind of all stemming from? Oh, okay. So I have this new song that I really like. an intense.
And everyone knows, like, for Pat, that isn't normal.
It's not normal, but I am definitely someone who, this is honestly, and I'm going to fix my microphone, because guess what? I'm going to fix my mic. And I want all fans to note that I just was really conscientious. And I was like, people are always like, you don't talk into the mic. You don't talk into the mic. You don't talk into the mic. I'm like, okay, get a new thing to say. And now I've talked into my mic. Anyways, I have this new addiction to a song. All I knew about it was that I was on Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack.
Okay. So that's I want to sort of sing a sidebar and say, what?
I know.
Because you think you have, you think you've seen Spider-Man. You can be a 27-year-old woman living in New York City, and you can think, I remember seeing Spider-Man in theaters.
I remember Toby.
I remember the upside down kiss. I opened my eyes one morning, and all of a sudden there's seven different Spider-Mans. There's a cartoon.
At this point,
there's a video game that is a movie.
It's everything. But anyways,
do you know?
Do I know what Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I think it might be a cartoon, but
people really like it, so I'm just like, okay, I love that.
I know. It's like, even people you trust are like, actually, I'm into Spider-Man.
Yeah, actually, I saw the first screening at like 10 a.m. I'm like, you need to calm down and like get some breakfast in you. Like, go for a walk.
Like, most important meal of the day. Like,
I know. Like, you don't, as someone who actually, you know, I don't eat breakfast.
You do, oh, because you enjoy your nap. I will have a quest bar for Brack.
Okay.
But if it's something where I know I'm going to have a good lunch, I want to save my hunger.
I'm in a really hard place with food right now.
I had steak fajitas last night.
Okay.
What's your hard place?
I can't stop eating.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm bored.
That's my whole entire life.
And because I don't have love in my life. I mean, okay, I have love in my life.
You have a surplus.
I have a lot of love in my life, but I'm trying to spend nights alone.
Yeah.
And when I'm alone, if I'm not getting filled with the D,
you're getting...
I want to get filled with some cheese.
Yes.
Yes. Merch. What's a German word for merch?
It's a German word for
merch. Why am I like rhyming today? It's not good.
I know. I hate when I accidentally rhyme. It's like, this wasn't...
No, this wasn't part of the... Oh, wait. Actually, rhyming is horrible.
It's I know. It's so sad when something rhymes.
I know. That's why in my songs, I absolutely refuse to A, write a joke, B, rhyme.
Totally. Anyways, I get addicted to this new song. It's in from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Come to find out, it's a post.
Well, that's...
It's a Post Malone. And so...
Yeah, which one was it?
I think Sunflower.
Don't know that one.
Bam, 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 bam. I'm not going to try
it
because I can't.
No, I liked where that was going.
I think this podcast is ultimately a project that is a narrative that tells a story of two stupid bitches who come to learn they love Post Malone.
And, you know, there's like a university out there, an accredited university that would give us funding and call this sort of like an avant-garde academic project.
Totally.
And if you are that university.
Reach out to us and kind of pay us for what we're already doing, but.
Yeah. Oh, imagine getting paid for what you do.
I can't imagine that world.
Last night, I absolutely bombed. At a show because no one was listening. It was actually psychotic that they thought I should do that. It was like there was no comedian. There was like, and now there's like a comedian. And I was like, no.
That's like when he did.
There was no one even talking before. It was like there was a party, and then I walked in late, and then the girl was like, now there's a comedian. No one was listening. So I was just in this place where I was like, I can't believe I'm up here, and I didn't even get paid, and because of that, I was out too late, and now I feel sick. Is that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
Sorry.
No, I just feel 2 nights ago I didn't get that much sleep. Is that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Because I care. I have one life to lose for that. And that's my one regret.
Okay.
What is your biggest regret in life?
My biggest regret in life? Oh, my God. Okay, my biggest regret in life is partially not coming out sooner.
Mm.
Partially... maybe not like doing some kind of comedy or theater thing in high school or college.
Yeah.
And then this is, you're gonna hate this. There was a couple big
races.
There's a couple big tweaks I would have made to my training.
I don't hate that. You know, I love that about
high
you.
High school and college for running.
Yeah,
that
totally.
I think I could have had a totally different career.
Right.
But what's your biggest regrets?
I think I'm perfect. Wait, no, what are my regrets? I don't know.
Well, maybe how much you tanned when you were young. You tanned so much when you were young. To see cast pictures of Catherine when she's young, it's like really.
That's so funny.
It's really tan.
Yeah, what I meant actually was, do you know what my biggest regrets are?
I'm such a basic bitch.
Tanning. Okay, then also like eating trash my whole life and never changing. Never, knowing I'm never going to get abs, not even ever trying. Sleeping with a million people I shouldn't have, but I don't regret that because every memory is a story, and I, when I look at the list, which I do have a Google Doc of everyone I've slept with, I feel not sad.
It's so funny. It's like sometimes I feel so sure. close to having abs. Like sometimes I feel like I'm like 3 days mm-hmm. away from having abs. I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, like mm-hmm. I should really plan something for 3 days from now. It's kind of my abs coming out party. And then some days I'm like, I'm literally so far away from it. But speaking of tans, like I'm so, it's like I never thought I cared about tans.
Yeah.
Never in a million years did I think that. Then my current boyfriend went to a tanning space. And then
just so you know, every time you do say boyfriend, I do sort of do a face. It's like, here we are.
People can't support me talking about it.
Are you
it.
Kidding me?
I'm
your biggest fighter.
I know you can. Only you're my biggest fighter.
Yeah.
And you'll fucking die for me.
And I only regret is I have one life to lose.
To lose for me talking about my boyfriend.
I have one life to lose.
But other people don't like it. Except for like our fans like it. But not like those nearest and dearest to me. And you know what I
people
mean.
People can be jealous.
People can be jealous. Or like just in generally kind of toxic.
People can be definitely toxic.
I was listening to the Gabe up and I really like when I said the I was like, I'm just kind of quote myself from mm-hmm. an earlier podcast.
Totally,
in
please,
my podcast,
please,
this
feel
is
free to
one
do
of
that.
The most beautiful things that's ever been experienced. Mm-hmm. The human brain is absolute trash and belongs in a garbage mm-hmm. pail. That's my tattoo. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want us to have a joint tattoo.
Oh, like first half on you, second half on me.
And or the same, or the same thing on both of us.
Oh, okay.
If you guys know what we should get tattooed on us and where.
Sometimes I want to get Kim, Nene, and Sheree tattooed.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
They're three old friends from Real Housewives of Atlanta, but they hate each other. I just think it stands for something.
You're going to get their faces or their names?
No, just the words Kim, Nene, and Sheree.
You should do a Mount Rushmore of their heads on your back.
I know, but I wouldn't want that. I would just want the phrase Kim, Nene, and Sheree.
Say it with me one more time.
Kim Nene, and Sheree.
I hope we never have a falling out.
I hope I write something one day.
Okay.
I've had kind of like a self-imposed slash my manager-imposed writing deadline this week.
And a manager-imposed deadline?
I wanted to go on my tombstone that I really, really tried.
Did you get anything out this week?
I didn't. What do you mean get anything out?
Did you squeeze that toothpaste tube of a brain onto the page?
I kind of. It's really hard to say if I did. It's really hard to say. I know that I tried. I really know that I tried.
I didn't even try this week.
I watched a full old season of Survivor in 2 days.
Wow. Do you know that I fucked someone who has seen every single episode of Survivor?
Oh, are you gonna
have we talked about that on the pod?
No, I thought you were going to say who's on Survivor.
Oh, would that have been cooler?
If you fucked someone on Survivor, I would fucking worship you. You would be my queen.
You are? Okay, I am your queen and I would be open to fucking someone who's been on Survivor.
Some people on Survivor
this
are
guy,
so
I want to talk. I want to sort of deconstruct this experience I had. I was, this is years ago. I was at a Taco Bell. I guess I feel safe talking about this. I was at a Taco Bell.
Wow, Taco Bell.
Here's the thing.
It's such an inflammatory subject to bring up.
Why?
It's so good.
It's so good.
You have to
acknowledge
give it
that.
Yeah, I drink knowledge Taco Bell.
Say what you will.
So good.
But it is in many ways, and it's not just crazy. Good. It's so good.
It's crazy how Taco Bell takes four ingredients. It
makes it
700
so
meals out of those four ingredients, and they all taste vastly different. Can I just ask?
It's almost worrisome.
Can I ask what's your deal there?
Yeah, of course. Asking what my deal is at Taco Bell. Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
We are sisters.
Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
Taco Bell. Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
And say with me, 7 to 12 packets of fire sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I want to dance with some fun.
That's when we're fraternal twins, because I don't always do fire sauce. Sometimes I'm like, just have it for what it is. But what makes us true sisters is that Cheesy Gordita Crunch isn't even fucking on the menu anymore.
No, but wait, are you serious?
This is the deal with Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
Okay, acting warm up. Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
It's their most ordered meal for sure. Like,
it's the best meal.
Cheesy
to have the heart
is a
the
culinary
soft.
Accomplishment.
I know.
Give that person a Pulitzer. Give them a Purple Heart. Give
there must
them
be something about like they used to do commercials for it so much that we must have been totally brainwashed by that.
It's like no one even notices it's not in the menu because you just go and order it and they all know exactly what you
well,
mean.
It raised us because that was what was in the commercials when we were growing up.
Right. It raised Cheesy Gordita Crunch raised us. Merch. And then but you know what? I could also go for a Crunchwrap Supreme, which I call a portable.
No, I like that, and I did eat one.
I love how they
market
it.
Once.
They market it as like a taco that's portable. It's like all tacos kind of are portable, but whatever.
I like those, but I don't love those.
I do love those, but cheesy gordita is special.
Cheesy gordita is, it really takes you to a place. The mouth envelop. It's like the way it feels in your mouth.
Wait, I just wrote an amazing joke.
Wait, Taco Bell should sponsor us.
I just wrote an amazing
joke. Okay.
Sex is pretty good, but have you ever tried cheesy gordita crunch?
That is so funny.
Thank you. Ew. That's now, funny. I would love for you to continue kind of going off about your Taco Bell experience.
Well, thank you.
Fucking someone who's seen all of Survivor.
I'm wondering what we briefly touched on Taco Bell and Wendy's, but do you think about any of the others?
McDonald's. This is my experience.
Well, you know that we really go places when we go there. I once ordered so many chicken selects that Pat goes, I thought that was bottomless. The way I was diving in.
I forgot about chicken selects. You brought those back into my life.
Mm-hmm. I'm a sauce girl, so I'll eat anything if there's like sauce involved.
Well, I'm a honey mustard absolute psycho queen, as we discussed.
No, you know that I am too. And you know that when we went to fill the void with turkey wraps at Odessa a few weeks ago, I asked for a side of honey mustard. And when you said I'll have the same, he knew to bring you a ramekin. Good word. Of honey mustard as well.
Oh my, I love when it's a bowl. But wait.
I love when it's a ramekin. Did I use that right?
Do you know what I absolutely die for? And I regret that I have but one life to lose for this thing. Chipotle fucking mayo, queen. Fuck up. Go off, slay.
You don't
bitch.
Have to tell me to shut up because I'm not going to start talking. Because I respect Chipotle mayo. That much. I revere it.
I love Chipotle mayo, and I love the orange stuff they put on spicy sushi rolls.
I don't love that.
No,
I'm a sushi purist.
No, I'm the opposite of that.
I know you're Long Island sushi.
I'm Long Island. We call Long Island Long Island.
Long Ireland sushi. I'm a sushi. I'm hero dreams of sushi purist Netflix. I'm going with a group of 12 to Japan and sort of like taking a lot of photos and sort of being like, I can't believe we did it. I can't believe we're in Japan.
I would love to once again.
And then I'm eating sushi there.
The fact that one time all my straight friends went to Japan without me.
No, I think about that a lot.
I think about that every day.
So let me paint the picture. To paint the picture of the Taco Bell experience, I actually need to go a few years back.
Okay.
Which is cool. By a few years, it was probably 6 months.
Cool.
I was involved in an improv class.
Wait, 6 months ago?
No, no, no. This is like years and months.
I thought you meant
the change being 6 months.
Okay.
So we're back up 4 or 5 years. I'm involved in an improv class in which.
And you can't say how.
I don't want to reveal how I became involved with the project, but life chooses you, et cetera.
Yeah.
So.
Life chooses you, et cetera.
Life chooses you, et cetera. Put it on a German word. insert German word here. Okay. Never been to Germany.
Neither have I.
Interested in going.
I'm interested in absolutely traveling all fucking around. You know what I'm going to say? Actually, bitch.
I need to say something to you, and you need to come to Scotland with me this summer.
I would like to. This is what's.
I'll give you $500.
Stop. Do you know what's a huge.
Okay, casually acting like I can throw that around.
Is happening a lot to me.
What is happening a lot to you?
I'm in a chapter of my life where people keep coming up to me, like, I can help you get to Edinburgh. I'm going to help you get to Edinburgh. I'm going to get you to Edinburgh. You need to be at Edinburgh. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, cool. That person disappears. It's like, did they ever exist? Right. Were they dead the whole time? Is this the Sixth Sense?
Right. It could be the Sixth Sense.
Because it's like, okay, if you're one of the kind of chorus kind of shouting for me to come to Edinburgh, I need kind of hard facts about how even... What for one, what it is, because as we know, I thought it was in Switzerland for quite a while.
Right, and which was embarrassing. And my British lover looked at me and he goes, did he really think that?
Shut up, British love, because you know I'm smart about some things. Dumb
you're
about
really,
other things.
No, and that's what we both are. Yeah. You're so smart about some things I would never expect you to be smart about.
My boyfriend said that I have dad knowledge sometimes.
Well, that's the
like,
hottest
nerdy
thing you can
dad
have.
Law, oh, knowledge, so but hot. Not in an annoying way.
No, in a hot way.
Mm-hmm.
I like when I go to a museum. Wait, I don't know if I like that. Okay, wait. Anyway, so...
I don't want to go in a museum.
The dates I've been on a museum where everyone's just kind of like...
I know. Museum makes me think of like class trip. There's a whale hanging from the ceiling. Like, yeah. Check, please.
Check.
Check, please, with the whale.
Check, please, with the whale.
Check, please, with the whale, Bart.
I don't know if anything we're saying is even coherent. The story is so good. I'm like, should I save it for our guests? But I'll just reveal it.
You know, guess what? We need something. You know, we need something at this point.
Save this ship.
Yeah, exactly.
S-O-S.
Plug the big hole, bitch.
So plug my big, big hole, bitch.
In the ship. When I'm on a boat, kill
go
me.
On.
When I'm in a boat, kill me.
Okay, I actually feel at home in a boat.
No. Every time I'm in a
that's
boat.
That's why we're fraternal twins.
That's why we're fraternal twins. Fire sauce and kill me in a boat, you being at home in a boat.
I'm going to reveal to our producer that I've received the message that you were waiting to receive. And I won't say anything beyond that.
And we can't like wait. You're at Taco Bell.
No, I'm in an improv class. And there's a really tall guy in the improv class. And I immediately have a crush on him. Uh-huh. I never speak to him. And I try to speak to him once and he doesn't sort of return my speaking. And so I'm like, well, he doesn't like me. Months later, I'm at a Taco Bell. I believe it was like a Wednesday evening.
Do you feel
late.
Safe to say which Taco Bell was? Because I think it was the one on 8th Avenue.
It wasn't.
Okay.
Which one do you think it was?
If not the one on 8th Avenue, maybe the one by Union Square.
It was that one. Thank you for noticing.
Wow, that was like amazing of me. To get it, second guess?
I would have gotten that.
Okay.
It's true. Truly, it was my story.
Why can't women support gay men? Why can't women support gay men?
So I'm in line at Taco Bell. I look at a few people ahead of me and I'm like, oh my God, that's the tall hot guy from improv class.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, just be calm, look hot.
Yeah.
And alone at Taco Bell on a Wednesday night.
Be like, I'm just here for a Diet Coke.
So yeah. Can you imagine the other place I knew to get a Diet Coke at Taco Bell? I'm just here to get a Diet Coke. And I remember one time being with my brother with Billy. And we were like, we went to get a snack at a gas station. And we got like a chips and a drink to share. And I remember when we went to where we were going, I was like, I want to hold the drink and Billy holds the chips. Wow, I look like a skinny one. Like holding a Coke is like skinny and hot, and holding a bag of chips is like fat. Not that that's bad.
I love chips, and I absolutely love like my favorite food is French fries. And one time I saw Taylor Swift's Vogue 100 questions, whatever, mm-hmm. and they said, "What's your favorite food?" And she said, "If calories didn't count, chicken fingers."
Cool.
And that's how I feel about French fries.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what? I had a phase in my life.
Our guest is here and we can't say anymore.
It's hard to see her and not scream because I'm so excited, but stop. You can't. Don't speak.
Stop. Oh my God.
Don't speak. Come inside, but don't speak.
Come inside, but don't speak.
Come inside, but don't speak while we're speaking. It almost is your turn now. Okay.
What do you think about Gwen?
I had a few months where I would not eat until 5 p.m. Then I would have a martini. Then I would have a lot of French fries.
Oh my God, you were trying so hard.
Then I would pass out.
You were trying so hard.
Thank you.
To engage with your life in that chapter.
Thank you. So I'm at line to talk about, and this is a good story for the guest is going to like this one. I'm in line to talk about, I see this person who I had a crush on from improv class. He, at some point, somehow he turns around and he's like, oh, I wish I knew how we started talking. We started talking in line.
Is there people in between you online who are like, okay.
I think he must have been right ahead of me. Okay. Now that I'm, not a good question. Okay. Really great question. Doing the work. Academic. This is academic.
Anything can be academic. Wait, so he's probably ahead of you.
Yeah, he might have even been behind me. I don't remember. We start talking. We order our tacos. And we're like, what can I even order at this point? And then we walk outside with our tacos together. And I'm like, what's happening here? We keep talking. And all of a sudden, he's like, do you want to go eat these somewhere?
How about at the Taco Bell, hon?
It's you don't want to stay there too long.
I've eaten at the Union Square Taco Bell.
But you don't want to. So it's like, it's also, it must have been warm out. So we're outside and I'm like, we can sit on a bench. And then he's like,
well, you're right by Union.
And he's like, I live right by here. Like, do you want to come over?
No.
And I'm like, okay. Next thing I know, we're at his place. And we sort of sit the tacos down. His place had like a lot of equipment. I don't know what it was for.
I hate those people. What the fuck?
I remember that there was a lot of equipment.
Have a lot of equipment at your place, seek treatment. I'm done. It's like audio. It's like video. It's guitars. It's like, what are you doing?
He lived in one of those places also that has like fake walls for roommates. It's like, okay. Like,
oh, no.
Do six people live in this one bed?
Do you remember at our show on Tuesday? I'm sitting on the floor. I lean back.
I
fall.
I remember, okay,
this was a Japanese partition all along.
I remember that.
Now I've seen everything.
I remember that. So we walk into his place, set down the tacos. Within moments, we're making out. Moments later, we're having sex.
Oh my God. Did you use protection?
I always use protection.
I never do.
Cool, that's horrible.
I'm joking.
Haha. I'm so uptight. So anyways, we have sex and he's
I'm joking.
Catherine. It's kind of the type where I'm like, he didn't move a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, so fine. And then
he is me. We're twins.
I believe that we did not eat the tacos.
Of course. I was going to say, to have Taco Bell, then have penetrative anal sex is 1,000%.
Well, we actually didn't end up having penetrative anal sex. We had penetrative sex. How do you say that? Penetrative?
Wait, do you feel comfortable sharing your story?
What story?
From a few nights ago.
Which one?
Where you didn't want to fuck.
Oh, yeah.
The guy had an idea.
I didn't.
An amazing idea.
One time I was thinking of a guy and he goes, I didn't want to have sex. And he goes, what about anal? Cool. Anyways, anyways, this, and then this guy, anyways, whatever.
Can I say that? There's someone who, first of all, anyone, we're never talking about you on the pod.
If, we're, if you think, if, yeah, if, oh, I know. Oh, God, don't be so insane.
There is someone in my orbit who must every time I've ever spoken about a crush, that I think they think it's them, and they sent me emails, texts, whispered into my ear for hours.
If you
hours
email me,
in person,
like, get the help and treatment.
Explaining that they love me as a person, but that they don't have feelings for me. And I'm like, I don't have feelings. I've gotten pages and pages of emails.
If you love me as a person, you need help.
I know. If you love me as a person, seek treatment.
Anyways, that's my Taco Bell sex story.
Wow.
And then we actually went on one date after that, I believe. And then I never really saw him again.
Wait, okay, yeah. So you fucked and it was not great.
It was years ago.
It was not great. You fucked and it was not great.
If he's listening, it was great.
What level?
I'm going to say this on the podcast. And I don't believe this. But I'm going to say it on the podcast. If I say the sex was bad, it just means that we didn't have chemistry. It doesn't mean that either one of us is bad at sex.
Did we talk about when we went dancing?
I don't believe that.
No, let's talk about when we went dancing. To a warehouse space.
We were in a warehouse space recently.
Me and my lover call it our queer as folk moment because he was wearing this long sleeve blue shirt. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay.
I remember.
So it was just like very 90s in this kind of like, the whole night was very 90s.
I felt very free that night because I arrived at the space with 10% on my phone. So I knew I wasn't going to make any poor texting decisions. But you're, so I was kind of just present.
But to say you were present is generous. Oh. Your whole night was you going around looking for a charger. That was your whole night. That was Catherine.
I can't believe you would say that.
Look at me. Look at me.
I can't.
Look at me.
That's not even true. I asked you once.
Catherine. I love you to death, girl, but we have to be honest.
Are you serious?
We're journalists and we have to be honest.
Are you serious? I didn't.
But you were asking others. And then someone came up to me and was like, oh, Catherine wants a charger.
I asked a few people.
I was like, that's not my umbrella.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. We just have to be honest about it. But I am always looking for a charger. I would never judge that. I'm always looking for a charger.
The way you said it.
When people leave the house without a charger, I'm like, you're a fucking psycho. You don't care. You don't care enough about your own life.
I did that today.
You don't care about your phone's life.
I know.
I had a charger that night, but I left it in my jacket pocket, which I did code check for. Which is a whole thing.
That's a whole other thing. Wait, what was I saying though?
No one knows. Taco Bell fucking. These are the topics we've been discussing.
Yeah, I also once was fucking this guy, and we went to Taco Bell, and when he bit into this was years ago. This is when I lived near Union Square.
Uh huh.
And he was say it with me 19, and I was it wasn't weird because I was 22, so it's not it's not such a crazy idea.
Yeah,
and he bit into a taco and his tooth fell out and he was like, cool. And then just like kept rolling.
Okay,
with it.
He's me. wow.
I might have been a fake tooth.
I never had breakfast at Taco Bell. I want to.
Wait, I used to have a thing about that.
What?
I just really wanted to have their breakfast.
Let's do it.
Do they have it all day?
No, that's hard. You have to have Taco Bell breakfast, you have to really look at yourself in the mirror about 10 a.m. and say, I'm going to
look
Taco
at me.
Bell.
When we sell our feature. Our show. Whenever we get money together, which we're really looking forward to.
We're going to go into Taco Bell.
We're going to stay up all night.
Or we're going to go in at 3. Oh, sorry. You finish your thing.
Okay. My thing was sort of a fun thing. We stay up all night. And the moment they start serving Taco Bell breakfast, you and me are there. And we're going to sit and eat it in the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And I'll wear the Romy dress and you wear the Michelle dress.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say when we're rich, we go into Taco Bell at 3 p.m.
On demand.
And we say, excuse me, we want breakfast. Mm-hmm. Here's $7,000.
Yeah.
Give us Taco Bell breakfast. You don't care what time it is.
We're both in suits. We're holding massive phones.
We're shouting, we sold a feature.
I want to bring back a phone with a huge antenna.
Do you know what people are so addicted to?
Selling stuff?
No.
And not being us?
Yes. But also another kind of co-addiction that people have.
Co-addiction? Is that what sort of you call your stuff in the program?
As has been very well documented, I have an iPhone SE, which is between a 5 and a 6. And it's smaller than like kind of the phones that the young girls have today.
Mm-hmm.
And people love to like hold my phone. Like, this is so small. I actually like it. Like, I would actually love this size phone. I would actually love if my phone was this size. I'm like, okay, stop. Reconnect with your family. You're a psycho. You need treatment. Check in somewhere. Get help. You can't do this yourself. Like, what the fuck?
We haven't acknowledged Tuesday. Did you have fun? I had so much fun.
I had so much fun on Tuesday. I was so tired. We hosted a show. To those who
I feel like I didn't. Thank you. I feel like I didn't even see you then.
I need to walk around when I'm on stage like a fucking feral jungle cat. And I know. It was like we didn't have that like space to.
We didn't have that luxury.
I need to be kind of. We didn't have that luxury. It was like okay.
I saw you Tuesday, but in a way I don't remember. I haven't seen you in years.
We got small plates.
So much has happened since then. You said I was a small plate girl.
But I meant that you're a literal small plate
girl. I'm a tapas queen.
If you go get food with Catherine, you know that tapas are in your future.
I love a space where you can get a burrata. You can get a bacon-wrapped scallop. You can get shishito peppers. You can get sort of a grain salad and be like, we'll share that too. Like, you can do that spaces.
Do you know what I'm really
that I love?
Owning to hell in my 30s.
Own it to hell,
I'm
queen.
Owning to hell in my 30s that I just fucking love raps. And I'm like done hiding from that. And I'm done
apologizing
for it. Can I
tell you something? One of the most delicious things I've ever had in my life was a warm wrap.
Yeah.
Filled with.
I'm sobbing.
Roast beef, cheddar cheese. Yeah. And this is what really made it. There was a dipping sauce you can't get anymore because it's at a place in Houston that doesn't exist anymore. This is years ago. It was a barbecue ranch style dip. And when I dunked the hot wrap in that dip, I thought, oh, heaven is a place on earth. Oh, baby, do you know what that is? What are the lyrics? It's a place on earth.
Wow.
I can't believe I'm getting sick.
I know.
I should like have some perspective. Like, worse things are happening.
Are they? Yeah.
Are they?
They are. I always share that one time a woman.
Stop. I don't want to hear it.
A 50-year-old woman. Oh, I told this, I think, already.
Is it sad?
No, it's about Jack.
Who's Jack?
Oh, maybe I didn't tell this.
Who's Jack?
In 2016, a 50-year-old female acquaintance on suburban Long Island sprinted up to me in a parking lot and said, oh my God, I thought of you the other day. I have to tell you. I've been watching the new Will and Grace and I have to say, you remind me so much of Jack. And I'm like, cool, thanks. And she's like, do you get that a lot? That you remind people of Jack?
Oh my God.
And I could tell she wanted me to say yes. So I was like, yeah. She's like, do you like Jack? This was in 2016. She's like, do you like Jack? And I'm like, sure. And he's like, I think we need Jack's. What with Puerto Rico and all the shootings and everything.
No.
Yeah, we need Jack's right now.
Oh my God.
Because I was from Puerto Rico, had a hurricane.
Do you know one of the rudest things I ever did was this woman came up and told me I looked like this person I didn't think was very attractive. And so I just went, she was like, don't you think so? And I was like, I don't know, maybe. And she's like, you look like them. And I was like, oh, really? That's interesting.
Oh, my
God. Why am I evil?
You know what? I can't even watch TV because every TV character is so fucking rude to everyone that it gives me indigestion.
Indigestion. You know what I think about every day?
It stresses me the fuck out.
You know what I think about every TV characters? Single day?
What?
There was a girl I was friends with in college. And there was a guy I was friends with in college. Oh, let's give them fake names so the story makes sense. Let's call them like...
Amber.
Marsha, Amber, and give me a guy's name.
Colton. No, that's a bachelor person.
Amber and, come on.
Give me a second.
Please.
Let me nail this. Let me absolutely nail this to the wall. Please. How about just something simple and classic like Drew? At that point, how about Drew?
Amber and Drew. We're all friends.
I don't like the way they sound
I don't like
together.
Drew either because Drew is a friend of ours. I'm thinking of Drew and it's, he would
too,
never do this.
Okay. How about...
Please.
No, that won't work. How about... How about Brandon?
No.
No, it needs to be something... Trip. No.
Yeah. Amber and Trip. We're all friends. One night, Amber tells me, she goes, Trip just came up to me and asked if I thought you were attractive. And I was like, yeah, of course, she's so beautiful. And I was like, okay, so Trip fucking thinks I'm hideous and can't understand why anyone's into me.
Hey, Amber, there's being a girl's girl, but then there's overshare, and there's TMI.
Isn't that crazy? So Trip went up to Amber and goes, do you think Catherine's attractive?
Oh my God. Wait, there's so much treatment needed in this story.
And Amber not only felt the need to tell me, but she also needed to tell me that she said, yeah, of course. Of course she's attractive. I'm like, okay. I'm like 20 years old, which is famously a very fragile time.
That's devastating.
Do you think Catherine's attractive?
That's devastating.
These people, big reveal, are still in my life.
Oh my God. Do I know them?
I've never addressed this with Trip. And you don't know them.
Wow. Address it with
Trip. Do you think Catherine's attractive? In my mind, I jumped to the conclusion of he couldn't possibly fathom that some of his friends wanted to fuck me. Do you think Catherine's attractive? I love that so much.
Wait, do you know what I can fathom?
But you know what the thing about him is?
Okay, what?
He wants to fuck me.
tripped us?
I think he was maybe embarrassed that he wanted to. Yeah.
So that still counts. Count it. Put it on the scoreboard.
What are you thinking?
Oh, no, I said it was going to be like a segue to bringing our guest in.
Oh, good, we should.
I know.
You know, I think is very attractive inside and out.
Our guest.
Our guest. So stay tuned. Is that how we're doing this now?
I think now we're doing kind of a classic big reveal where we reveal our guest.
Do we reveal the guest at the end of this segment?
That's what we did last time.
Our guest, put your ears open for Lily Maratta. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.